You know, when I first started my career as a financial advisor 40 years ago, I knew right away that I would specialize in retirement planning. I had a kinship with clients who walked into my office full of fear and anxiety as they neared retirement. They knew that they had some seriously consequential decisions to make, ones that would affect their quality of life in retirement. And they were weary of placing their future in the hands of an outsider who couldn't possibly know what kept them awake at night and what mattered most to them, and who likely couldn't relate to the momentous life change they were facing. Well, they were right about the last thing. I was just at the beginning of my career and had no intention of slowing down anytime soon. But I could absolutely relate to the trepidation and vulnerability they felt about placing their lifetime savings in the hands of a stranger. Why? Well, let me tell you the story. Here I was, having been a waitress now for 7 years at the Buttercup Bakery in Berkeley, California, earning $400 a month. I'm 29 years of age at the time. It's 1980, and I have this dream. And the dream is, I could be more than just a waitress. I can open up my own restaurant. But my parents had no money. Nobody had any money. And to make a very long story short, the customers I had been waiting on for all 7 years knew of my dream, and they all gathered together. And little by little, check by check, they gave me $50,000 to open up my own restaurant. I had no idea what to do with that kind of money. And I was told, just simply put it in Merrill Lynch, a brokerage firm, in a money market account, and leave it there till we can help you. Again, to make a very long story short, my broker was crooked, and within 3 months, all $50,000 was lost. And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to pay these people back? These people didn't have the money to lose. They were trying to help me to make my dreams come true. So I thought, I know. I can be a broker. They just make you broker. And somehow, after being interviewed there and everything, because they needed to fill their women's quota, there were no women back then, they hired me. Now, this is not a story about Merrill Lynch being bad. This is a story about a crooked financial advisor that happened to work for Merrill Lynch. But because that happened to me, it became my mission to help people keep their earnings safe and secure. And the truth of the matter is, the time that you really need to keep your earnings safe and secure is when you don't have the years left anymore to lose it. You're in your 50s, you're in your 60s, you're in your 70s. That's when you need to make sure that every move you make is the best financial move for you. Henceforth, this book.